My name is Dale K. Mensing. I am a cashier at a supermarket in Redway, California, and I live in Scotia, California.
All right. Well, obviously you're seeking office because you feel that the North State or inland Northern California can be better represented. Can you explain three key policy areas where you think you are, where you think you would be more in step with local voters than incumbent Jared Huffman?
Yes. First of all, I seek to defend the integrity of the Bill of Rights, which means that I strongly support the Second Amendment. I don't believe anyone should have their right to keep and bear arms infringed. And secondly, I believe that the true answer to our local economic problems is the same with the national economic problems, and that is that the Federal Reserve needs to be eliminated. That's the true problem that we all have. It was instituted to eliminate inflation, and we're more than 700% from when it was founded in 1913. Also, they set our interest rates, but they run on a directive from Basel, Switzerland, the Bank of International Settlements. The system is called Basel III, and they've instituted fractional reserve lending and also the monetization of debt. If those things are eliminated, there would be a much more laissez-faire system to have a free market, and things would be a whole lot better because the federal government and Wall Street are in collusion in this. It is a cabal at the expense of the common man. And thirdly, my opponent, Congressman Huffman, presents himself as an environmentalist, and yet he denies the reality of chemtrails. I believe that chemtrails should be exposed and find out who's doing it and why and eliminated. We are being sprayed with a variety of things, primarily, as I understand it from my studies, nanoparticulates of aluminum, barium, and strontium.
Okay. Illegal immigration and cannabis seem to have joined abortion and firearms as wedge issues in a supposed culture war across the nation. Where do you stand on each of those issues, and how much latitude should states have to set their own rules?
Well, I strongly embrace the ideas of Cesar Chavez, who made it clear when he spoke in Congress, that when he spoke to Congress, that he believes that there should be firm borders and that there should be no hiring of illegals, that it works against our economy and it works against our security. It works against the system to have the laws broken. So I believe in no hiring of illegals, and I believe in a strong border right along with Cesar Chavez. And I believe that it should be basically a federal issue as to who is allowed to get in and who is not. And I believe that laws should be enforced. I do, however, go along with the Dreamers. They are innocent in a very complicated and difficult situation. I believe that marijuana, cannabis, there's a difference, you know. I believe that cannabis, because it's in essence rope and paper, should be legal. Because if you look at why it was made illegal as a federal or a government, anyway, underwriting of the paper industry. So it would be paper would come out of the forest. As for marijuana, I believe in freedom. I believe that it should be essentially the same as alcohol. It's much less dangerous than alcohol, and so it should be monitored and free. People have the freedom to use it and grow it. However, the growing should be monitored and taxed, and the funds derived from the taxation should go into the refurbishing of the state and national forests, which have taken a hard hit from the illegals with the toxins and the rodenticides and such as that. So that's where the money should go. That's enough on that, I guess.
Okay. If you want... opine on abortion?
Yes, absolutely. I have coined the term genovivisection, which is the slicing to death of a group of people who are not wanted in society. An unwanted class of people, I guess is the way I should say it, the slicing up of an unwanted class of people, general vivisection. I do not believe that abortion should be legal or allowed. I do not believe that the mothers should be punished. I believe that the implementers should be punished. Also, I think that people should consider the fact that declaring when someone is a human being is very arbitrary within the laws, talking about trimesters or partial birth abortion, because it cannot be defined morally because it's different in each state and area. It's an absurdity. When is a partial birth? When a millimeter of the child is still in the mother, or when all but a millimeter of the child is still in the mother? You see, it's an absurdity. I do believe that women have the rights to their bodies when they are their bodies. When there is a human being within you, it is not your body. It is yours and the human being within you. I think that's pretty clear.
Certainly. The North State differs from the rest of California in many ways. What is the most critical challenge that the North State faces, and how would you help address this challenge?
Well, I think that the taking of our water and sending it south is probably the major, or one of the major. And I believe that we should not have our water sent to the south in a government spending law just as a tack on. To me, there's basically nothing more important than the Trinity River. As another thing about water is that it can be supplemented with a desalination. And I also do believe that more dams should be built. I have not actually come down to where the dams should be necessarily. There's been a lot of suggestions about that, but I do go along with the idea of making Shasta Dam deeper.
Well, that dovetails perfectly into my next question. Our region is the source of much of the state's water supply. Do you think that there's anything wrong with the current system? And what is your stance on current water infrastructure proposals, such as the raising the height of Shasta Dam, or building Sites Reservoir, or constructing the Delta Bypass Tunnels?
Yeah, I'm definitely against the Delta Bypass Tunnels. I think that's never going to happen. And extremely expensive, and I think that the maintenance, the whole bit is wrong. You know, we need to invest heavily in the future. You know, we squander so much money in welfare and what they call welfare, just giving the money away to get people to be dependent on the government. You know, they cut, I've heard different numbers, 70% and 80% of the funding from the California Conservation Corps. All those people who are giving that money, who are given that money, can be given jobs, and that money can be spent on the infrastructure. And as far as the California aqueduct system, we should do like India does and cover them up to reduce the evaporation. I know it's an investment to begin with, but in the long run. And also, that the coverings of the aqueducts should be solar panels, which is what India does. They don't do it on everything, but they've shown me that that is a logical step, because we have the exposure to the sun, and instead of having an evaporation, we should be getting power out of it, and that power can be used for desalination.
Homelessness has become an entrenched problem for most communities, but remedies are elusive. What effective measures might be taken at the federal level to end homelessness?
The federal level, since it is not made clear in the Constitution, and I'm running for Congress for the purpose of defending the integrity of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights makes it clear in the 10th Amendment that the federal government has no role in homelessness. What should be done is that the individuals should be taxed a lot less, so that the states will have, that is from the federal government, so that the states will have the money to do what needs to be done to provide homes for people who need them.
All right, and here's my final question. Congress is entrusted with the power of the purse, budgeting and spending public money. What policy areas and programs do you think deserve more money, and what would be the source of that money?
Well, that's a whole world there, isn't it? What needs more money is the infrastructure, the federal highway system, and a variety of other things. I think that the underwriting of the rail system has gone way overboard. The rails still have mammoth, huge amounts of land that is being unused because of federal underwriting 100 years ago and ever since. There isn't nearly the benefit from the railroads that used to be. I think that there has to be a way to reacquire that land and use it in a variety of ways, sell it to get the money so that the infrastructure that is happening now can be financed.
Dale Mensing, Republican candidate for California's 2nd Congressional District, thank you so much for your time.
All right. I appreciate it very much.
It's been a pleasure.